Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now the forecast with the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine here on a Monday morning, just a couple of days before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and it looks like Mother Nature going to be giving us a hand when it comes to any kind of travel concerns. As we go through the week ahead, they're really going to be at a minimum. Now, there are still a couple of changes out there, mainly in the form of a dip in temperatures, which it looks like it's going to arrive just in time for Thanksgiving, as well as some gusty winds that we may experience. But honestly, that's really all that we're looking at as far as any concern when it comes to our forecast. So definitely got a pretty pleasant week ahead. Of course, a short work week and a longer holiday weekend. So getting right into things, we've got lots of sunshine today, mostly sunny skies, 60 degrees today, turning mild once again, and actually hitting a high of 60 yesterday. So having a similar feel when it comes to how we wrapped up our weekend yesterday. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of only 35, and then waking up chilly once again tomorrow before we see a milder high, warmer high of 67 degrees, all because of our southerly winds. You're going to notice they're really going to ramp up tomorrow at about 10 to 25 miles an hour. Could see some gusts around 35, maybe even briefly touching 40. Mostly clear to partly cloudy as we get into our Tuesday night. So we've got the winds of change tomorrow, increasing clouds Tuesday night, just before that front arrives Wednesday. We'll only get knocked down to 63 degrees midweek on Wednesday, but we will see an even bigger increase in clouds, and those clouds could squeeze out maybe a shower or two, especially late in the day and Wednesday night. After that, our front moving out just in time for Thanksgiving, but some chilly air in its wake. 48 degrees on Thursday for Thanksgiving as we go from partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Quick rebound, though. 57 Friday, 59 Saturday, 60 degrees on Sunday, and also looks like lower 60s mild into the start of the new work week early next week. Also seeing lots of sunshine towards the latter half of this week as well. Right now we're at 29 degrees, partly cloudy skies with a light southerly wind at 5 miles an hour. Still enough to make it feel like 24.
Well, my wife covered up the flowers last night. Do you think she'll need to do that again tonight?
Probably not. We should be safely above freezing. Of course, it's going to be chilly with that low of 35, but then we'll be looking at lows in the 20s, Wednesday night, Thursday night. So, of course, Steve, you know, we're not done with these freezing mornings just yet and freezing overnights.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. It's 7:13 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. And Congress, are they going to finish all the work they have before the end of the year? Let's find out. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's with us this morning from the Capitol. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Have we got one or two big things on the agenda?
A couple of big things, yeah. I mean, obviously, you look at the reconciliation bill, right? The Build Back Better Act that the House passed late last week, the nearly $2 trillion spending and social spending and climate change initiative. That's now going to head to the Senate. That is not going to be priority 1A, though. When they get back next week, a couple of things are top of the list. The first and foremost is keeping the government open. Remember that they extended government funding to December 3rd. They are going to have to figure out a way to move that forward or avoid a shutdown overnight. It seems like a longer term extension is probably what we're looking at. There's actually been some talk of maybe a full year extension of government funding. Republicans would actually like that because they are still dealing with the Trump era spending levels. That is, they have not you know, this new Congress, this new administration hasn't been able to move forward on their own spending plan yet. And so that might be a deal. Democrats probably would like to put the spite off for a little bit. And Republicans are happy with where the spending levels are at. And so maybe they work out a way to do that. The other thing that's going to be attached to that, and it's pretty pressing, actually, from a financial security standpoint, is the debt limit. That is going to expire, we are told, around December 15th, so right there a week before Christmas, when not a single member of Congress is going to want to be in Washington. And so that's going to be another issue that they're dealing with. Again, politics at play here. Republicans insist that Democrats can raise the debt limit on their own without Republicans and should do so. Democrats have said that's not right. We are talking about spending that both parties are responsible for, and we need to do this together. So there's not been an agreement yet between Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. But they met Friday to kind of talk about maybe a way forward on the debt limit. So maybe when they get back from this Thanksgiving break, they're able to reach some sort of an accord that allows both sides to walk away with a win.
Tick, tick, tick. The clock is ticking then.
It's always ticking in Washington, and usually they just reset it for a few weeks later, and it's just endless. But Congress is a lot like the reporters that cover them. Without a deadline, they're pretty useless. So
put a deadline on.
We'll see if these deadlines work.
Well, there's something that was considered. I don't know if it was passed or if it hasn't been passed. There was a measure to monitor people who had $6,000 in their savings account or something. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. So that was part of the part of the social spending plan, that $2 trillion spending plan that the House passed. It's not in there anymore. That was removed. It was part of the IRS enforcement mechanisms that Democrats are relying on to raise revenue, but that specific provision was taken out.
And I don't, frankly, I don't mind them finding fraud and whatnot, but that seemed really ridiculous.
So it was an I think you're right. And they had changed it to up to 10 or 20,000, and there was complaints. The IRS has insisted that they can do what they need to do from a root out fraud standpoint without that specific provision. and you know, that issue of IRS enforcement is actually pretty significant in the way that Democrats are insisting that this bill is paid for. You recall the CBO said it's going to add nearly $400 billion to the deficit over 10 years. Democrats say that's not true because the CBO is not counting IRS enforcement that they believe will bring in about $400 billion over the next 10 years.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, thank you. Appreciate your coverage this morning.
Good thing.
Good news there. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin reporting on what Congress has to accomplish before the end of the year. Like you said, it was like most folks, if you don't have a deadline, you won't get it done. So maybe they got a deadline coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.